Hello, welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. The election, the center and the focus of the news is Joe Biden, his meltdown. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. This is something that I don't know what the betting in Vegas are about who will be Joe Biden's vice president. Who's he going to pick? Will it continue to be Kamala? Will Michelle Obama be in the mix? Jared Polis? No. Who is the best candidate for the Biden / question mark ticket? This was on July 4th. Remember last week on Tuesday, I told the audience that the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th of July is an occult grouping of satanic days. The 4th of July being the peak of that satanic period. Well, on July 4th, The Washington Examiner came out with an article. I'm going to just read from it. Quote, with President Joe Biden today dismissing the critics of his poor debate performance with former President Donald Trump, a plan C is being urged to help his wounded re-election effort across the finish line on the election day. His effort across the finish line first on Election Day. Advocates of Plan C, said the solution to Trump's surging campaign and Electoral College advantage is a simple one. Replace Vice President Kamala Harris with former President Barack Obama. A Biden-Obama ticket would have a much better chance of beating Trump, the legal scholar John Banzoff, a professor at George Washington University Law School. This is a professor, law school. Quote, Barack Obama is probably one of the few persons whom a majority of Americans would want and trust as president. So Plan C might be the least objectionable of a number of very unpopular and dubious options now open to Biden and the Democrat Party. He stated on July 4th, the peak of a three-day occult period. Continuing, Banzoff cited analysis by constitutional scholars dismissing concerns that the 12th and 22nd Amendment bar a former two-term president from the vice presidency. The 22nd Amendment, which is most frequently cited as a bar to Barack Obama ever serving as president again, doesn't, according to his carefully crafted and very narrowly exclusionary language, Banzoff said. The key sentence in the amendment says, quote, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice, and no person who has held the office of the president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of the president more than once. Banzhoff said, while this amendment may bar Obama from being elected to the office of president again, it obviously and by its clear language doesn't prohibit him from being elected as vice president and subsequently becoming president by succession without ever being elected to the office again. End of the quote. He used the same argument to challenge the 12th Amendment. Continuing to quote, according to the overly precise language deliberately carefully chosen by the drafters, Obama cannot be elected to the office of the president. But there's nothing to say that he cannot be elected to the office of the vice president and then succeed to the presidency if Biden becomes unable to perform his presidential duties or simply resign. In other words, Obama is not now ineligible to the office of president and therefore ineligible to run for vice president. Rather, he is only ineligible to be elected to the office of the president, not ineligible to attain the office by succession. And a quote he wrote in an email. Banzhoff's email reiterated points he made in a blog post for GWU after the Biden-Trump debate a week ago. While it is highly doubtful that Obama would want the vice presidency or would take it from Harris, he has been deeply concerned that Biden is blowing his chances of re-election. Banzhoff said that having Obama as Biden's backup might give the country renewed confidence in the president. And alternatively, Biden could run and win with Obama and then resign if he is as ill as some have speculated. So he could run, win with Obama, then he could resign right after the election, the way I understand it. He said that that plan would also allow him to break his promise not to pardon his son, Hunter Biden, from a gun conviction. I'll finish after the break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. also don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, The Present Truth. Podcasts always on 1360KHNC.com, the station website, and also the internet radio website, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Programs are streamed on at all times on this website for The Present Truth. I'm going to finish the article. This was again the 4th of July, 2024. Washington Examiner. Biden Obama is Plan C ticket. He continues, Bonzoff states, rather than simply offering the public the opportunity to have a second term, Biden president supported and backstopped by a very popular and clearly very capable former President Obama, and having someone with experience and a proven record as commander-in-chief, should Biden not be able to continue to serve at any time during a second four-year term, Biden might even consider announcing before the election that if elected president, he would resign shortly after his inauguration so that Obama can become president. Bonzoff added, in addition to claiming that stepping down is the statesmanlike thing to do, Biden could argue that resigning would be necessary to permit him to break his promise not to pardon his son, Hunter Biden. Indeed, letting Obama take over would also limit the adverse political fallout of going back on his previous commitment. This should be startling for many reasons. This is one possibility. Yesterday on the 3-hour Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Ministry broadcast, I addressed this matter with the possibility of this Plan C being the way where Obama will return to the power structure as the president of America once again. He's going to return. This may be one option, logical. The Bible says that there are other ways where the final president of the United States could once again resume power. That would be through force, as in a military coup. It could be through wars, where they would suspend election. It could be through riots within the country, the mutiny of the bounty on the bounty. There are numerous ways where this election season could morph into a non-season and the return of a previous president. I also stated yesterday on the program, which was on the podcast, 1360KHNC.com, all 3 hours, or on 1360khnc.com to the Olive Tree site, that Donald Trump, this is the last year that he will be involved in politics in this country. This is it. His political career is ending this year. Mary Satoru, the Christian name for Barack Obama, or Barack Obama, the Muslim name, is going to somehow, once again, lead this nation for about another 8 years. Once he resumes power, it'll be for another 8 year period, roughly, maybe just a little bit shorter than eight full years. But there's a difference between Obama and Trump. During Trump's 4 years, he kept this country from expanding our hegemony internationally. There were no wars, no advances for military operations to continue to overthrow governments of the world. During Obama's administration, we had Afghanistan, other coups, you had Libya, it goes on and on, attempted coups, attempted destruction of Syria. There was a plan to attack Russia at that time, but it was too soon during the Obama administration. But as soon as the hidden Obama administration was back in power after the 2020 election, then the Obama machine began moving toward war with Russia again. Trump, there was no talk of drafting more personnel. It was volunteer. But in NDAA 2025, conscription laws, 18 to 26-year-olds must register and can be drafted. Women most likely are going to be between 18 and 26 will be required to register. In 2025, the United States of America is going to war. This is the purpose of the draft, the proposal. It will pass the Senate if it hasn't already. The individual that would be perfect for war with the nations would be Mary Satoru. It wouldn't be Donald Trump. The powers behind each party, supposedly we have two parties, it's actually a uniparty. The powers that are aligning with either Trump or Biden are the same. There's no difference between them. They are military-industrial complex players. Both sides, there is a struggle to see who might own the world. As far as corporations, but the only candidate, the only individual that would be the perfect individual for going to war with the nations would be the 44th president. Four and four, the terminology, the meaning of four and four in the Bible. Four is man without God. And a second four means man without God twofold. In other words, it is set by the testimony of two witnesses, the an individual can be prosecuted for murder or other crimes. 4 and 4, a man doubly without God. 44th president, Kamala Harris, should Biden die and she become president, take that position, she wouldn't go to war. Michelle Obama, should there even be the possibility, wouldn't go to war. The American people wouldn't go for it. Not with Kamala, not with Michelle Michael, slash Michael. Polis, yeah, he probably would. Gavin Newsom, oh yeah. But these guys, Newsom's not in the... Newsom and Polis being involved in secret societies, they don't have the high occult status that Obama has. No, there's no one that I know of that has a higher status in the occult than Obama. Not even Hillary Clinton. Not even Bill. George Jorge Soros, no. Kissinger had a pretty high ranking, no. King Charlie, Big Eared Charlie, no. I'm presenting this to you so that it gives you something to think about logically. You're being bombarded with all of the news agencies, with the struggle politically between the Republican and Democrat Party. These people are fighting. They're trying to get to the top of the hill first. And to me, Donald Trump, the Rockefellers never supported Donald Trump. There was never Rockefeller other than in business, because Trump doesn't have high occult status. Trump, compared to these people, his occult status is like zero. It's not there. Pelosi? Definitely. Dianne Feinstein? Was Janet Yellen, all these people that are ruling the world today are involved with secret societies. Over the weekend, I was listening once again to Jordan Maxwell. He decided when he was a young boy to study the occult. I think he said he was like 13, 12, and he decided, I'm going to study the occult. And he spent his lifetime doing that. He has some very strange, weird concepts. But he studied the hidden meaning behind symbolism, how things are done, the back of the dollar bill, etc., the way that Washington, D.C. is laid out if you observe it from above. All occult. Everything in America is really tied into the occult. Everything that happens around Barack Obama, there's a cult meaning for him to be nominated to be the presidential candidate in 2008 in Denver, Colorado, the high place, the high occult center of America, the highest. We hold the highest landmass of all the countries other than Alaska in the continental U.S., of all the other states, I'm sorry. For him to be nominated in Denver, Colorado, with the backdrop. I have an article, I should do that presentation sometime, on the backdrop of what was behind him as he accepted the nomination. Everything around him, like Jordan Maxwell would say, pertains to occult symbolism. Podcasts. are on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for programs Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. I wish I could mute this background music. I can't. I'll be back.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extravaganza, order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Welcome back to The Present Truth, weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On the weekends, I also host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry on Sundays from 10 to 1 on both sites, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, also on the radio site, 1360khnc.com for the streaming, and then on the weekends, AM radio, 1360 on your dial for Northern Colorado's transmissions. I'm being careful, but what I'm presenting to you is like nitroglycerin. It's very dangerous because if I'm incorrect in my interpretation of a great prophecy in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, the final seven presidents of the United States of America. It's like nitroglycerin. If I'm incorrect in my interpretation, then it destroys my credibility. If I am correct, then it establishes me, and it will help you, because now you know, the audience, you realize that the Bible can be trusted, and that these kings, this riddle in Revelation 17, verse 10, they're the riddle of the seven kings, the final seven presidents of the United States of America. Number seven being Donald Trump. Joe Biden, biblically, is not in that riddle. He's not in there. There is it says Trump must continue, or the seventh king must continue a short space. So there's a period where he doesn't get a full space. He gets a partial space, a short term. But of the seven, one of the seven returns for an additional almost eight-year period. Trump won't get it. Bush can't get it. Junior, he doesn't want it. Clinton doesn't want it. The only one that would want another eight-year term would be Barry Satoro. He's going to get it. God is speaking very clearly to the world, but to the citizens of America especially. God is speaking through natural events, like a mandatory military draft. God is speaking very clearly. When 9/11 hit, the American people thought, well, this was an act of God. We better pay attention. But it came and went, and the American people went back to the way life was before 9/11, before Waco, before Oklahoma City bombing. This is the final draft of American youth in America's history. The final draft. Conscription. God is speaking very clearly to the American people. He's coming back. This draft is the beginning of the drafting of the country's children for a war that takes place out 7 years. Armageddon. But in between Armageddon and the present, there will be other conflicts that America must be involved with and in. In the Middle East, when I am being very careful. What I'm presenting is like sensitive, like nitroglycerin. When Barry Satoro once again resumes power, his objective is going to be Syria and Russia, the Middle East. In the long term, China. There's going to be only one threat, something that disturbs him when he returns to power. Just one thing. Not the thought that God is coming to judge him. Not the thought of he's going to die at some point. No, the only thing that will disturb Barry Satoro when he comes back to power. Just one thing. Not Russia. Not the economy. China. China will be the only thorn, you might say, that bothers him at, you know, just incessantly. Without day and night will be China. It's in the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 16. The kings of the East. China with all of the Asian sisters, the most part of the Asian sisters. India will send her forces also to Armageddon. But that's 8-9 years out. So let's come back to the present. Let's come back to what God is speaking to the Christian people of America in all of the seven lampstands, as Christ refers to it in Revelation chapter 1. Seven lampstands, his lampstands. They are the belief systems within Christendom that express who Christ is to the people of the world. But in America, these lampstands, God is speaking to them because we have a duty as believers to warn the world of what's coming. God has given us the prophecies of the Bible to warn the nations what's coming. And listen, the nations are paying attention to the book of Revelation. They're paying attention to the book of Revelation, and they're looking at chapter 13. They want to see who this Antichrist and the false prophet and the system that they're going to use to control the people within their kingdom. You can't buy and you can't sell. The world wants to know. The world wants to know who are these horsemen in Revelation chapter 6. What are these horses? A picture paints 1,000 words. Who are these enemies of God in the book of Revelation? Every day through the week, Monday through Friday, The Present Truth on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
If you know the future, then you can plan and prepare for the future. Like one of the most watched movies, series, Back to the Future, years ago, everybody enjoyed that. And it was worldwide. One of the greatest groups of the whole series, I think there were three of them, movies. Yeah, there was three, back one, two, and three. Most watched movies internationally, I think, of other than maybe Star Wars and a few others. Now, I have talked about how Vladimir Putin had a strategy before he became president of Russia. And in that strategy, it was a international strategy with some of the old Soviet bloc nations, countries, India, China, the global south, meaning Brazil in South America and South Africa. And he worked out a perfect plan to put together a multipolar world system. Well, Obama is doing the same thing. They had the elections in England, and Rishi Sunak is no longer in power. The individual that has won the is now the minister, the prime minister of the UK of England, is a guy by the name of Keir Starmer. This was on Friday, July 5th. How Obama mentored the new UK prime minister to help him tell his story so that he could win the election. He's at it. He is working internationally. You don't have to believe me. The left-wing Labour Party has won more than 400 of the 650 seats in the House of Commons, which means its leader, Keir Starmer, is to be Prime Minister, and 14 years of Conservative Party rule is over. Starmer declared, "Change begins now." Where have you heard that term, change? Change begins now at a rally earlier Friday morning as the results poured in. His victory came despite the fact that he's often described as lacking charisma. He's a dud. No charisma. Kind of like me. Now, the only one that likes me is my close friends and family. Starmer entered politics relatively late, being first elected to the UK's House of Commons at age 52, 2015. Before that, he was a lawyer, rose to become a crook, become a chief prosecutor for England and Wales, probably a bad one, a bad attorney. As a candidate for high office, Starmer had no choice but to tell his backstory. After becoming Labour leader in 2020, he stressed his humble roots under the direction and counseling of Barry Satoro. After becoming Labour leader, 2020, stressed humble roots, described how his father worked as a toolmaker, mother as a nurse, while raising his children. Remember, what was the book that Obama wrote? Something, something of my father? The Lies of My Father? Something like that. This is what you do. This is the satanic MK Ultra pre-programmed systematic deception to deceive a country. Joe Biden, what does he play to? Your emotions. 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 The Bible says when someone plays to the emotion, the deception follows. Deception follows. This is why women, they're tied deeply into the emotion. And this is why they use women in ads, in advertising. You go to the advertising, most of it is women, because they are tender and they appeal to the emotion, and they can sell all of these aroma things that you put and you plug into the bathroom and all that stuff, and clothing and everything else. No, this is what Obama trained him to do. Appeal to the emotion. Oh, my dad was a toolmaker. He was a humble man. My mother had she was a nurse. And they raised our children in a pebble dash semi, a small home adjoining another property. Wah, wah, wah. But it works. The wah, wah. Trump doesn't use that. Trump uses his intelligence, the facts. In spite of that, the people still hate him. It's all right. In recent months, Starmer made a concerted effort to appear more relatable to voters and emphasize the contrast. He's been helped by an unlikely mentor, U.S. former President Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. Obama encouraged Starmer to be vulnerable. In emotion. This is how this individual speaks to the American people. He appeals to the emotion. He's getting you, suckering you in, mesmerizing you. That's what the good politicians do, mesmerize. Same here in Colorado, mesmerize. Same thing with California. These Democrats, you watch them at Capitol Hill, mesmerize you. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment. And give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Thank you.
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
And the purpose of all this tutoring, the reason for the tutoring is because England needs a prime minister that is not a Trump fan. Sunak, Rishi Sunak, was going to work with Trump, had come to America or had talked to Trump because he's trying to work things out with Trump should Trump win the election. And this is a threat to Barry. So Barry is working with this new individual, Keir Starmer, because you cannot, in the plans that Barry has for the future, he has to now do exactly what Vladimir Putin did. He needs to work with his power base of nations. He's going to be working with NATO, with your EU. He's going to draw them in. He's going to bring them into his web. Why? Because he's going to war with the world, with the nations, and he is already beginning to pick who would be best to assist him. And just in case, as a backup, I'm not so sure he even realizes who he is. I'm not even so sure he's quite aware of who he is just yet. He knows that he's arrogant, he's proud, he's a narcissist, and he loves it. Now, in a series of Zoom calls, Obama encouraged Starmer to become more vulnerable and open with the public, and has spoken with the labor leader about difficult decisions he made in the Oval Office. Starmer had been very stiff, very practical, very straight-laced, but he said that Obama unlocked and gave permission for Starmer to open up. In terms of his leadership style, it had an impact. This girl by the name of Donaldson, instead, she was a journalist. Obama is quite laid back. This campaign has been more laid back than we have seen, and he has seemed to enjoy going up and down the country speaking to people. He talks about his father, looking after his mother. She had some kind of an inflammatory arthritis disease. And so he used her, and this was used to squeeze an emotional space that made him more emotionally distant from his children. So, in other words, this Starmer and his father were distant. But eventually, he was able to overcome that and win. He is now the prime minister, is going to be sworn in of England. I'm looking at the clock. I'm running out of time. Weekdays, 11 to 1, always on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Computer, internet, radio. Tonight at 6 p.m., 1 hour, 6 to 7, on 1360 AM Radio KHNC, 1360KHNC.com for the streaming. I'll be back for the second hour in a few minutes.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Why Refi for a while now. Why Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10 points.